God is good all the time. And if he be for us, who can be against us? You know, there's something that I was quickened to this morning, and that's when the Lord was here on the earth revealing himself, and there was a gentleman that ran up to him. He was a soldier. And he explained to the Lord that he was a man of authority, but he knew Jesus was a man of authority. And he said, I have a servant of mine who's been faithful, and I would like you to heal him. And the Lord said, well, okay, I'll come by, you know. And he said, no, you don't need to. Just send a word, and I know he'll be healed. And that touched the Lord's heart tremendously. He's saying, this man has great faith. Great faith. See, so many times, our lack of faith doesn't fulfill the promise. You know, you may be decreeing scriptures, but there's not faith behind it. Faith is also the area to where you know that you got it. Now, you don't know when all the time, but you got it. Everyone say, I got it. So in this, that's why so many people miss. They grow weary. They fall in a place of mistrust. They fall in a place of doubt because they don't hold on to faith. Holding on is faith. And especially right now, we need to have a lot of faith. Our faith must exceed ourselves in everything we do. Faith is what pleases God. Amen. Faith overcomes the world. Without faith, your connection to God. See, you can be so busy doing everything else and being so distracted. Look at the world's distracted right now. Now they got these drones coming off the ocean in New Jersey. They sighted 50 of them. And now they're all freaking out. Why don't you just pull a gun out and shoot them down? I mean, you know, I know you're not supposed to. But I'll tell you, if a drone came over my house, I'd shoot it down. That's all there's to it. America needs to stand up and quit being a wimp. Well, I don't know where they're from. Who cares? Doesn't matter how many drones are coming in, but people are freaking out. They're being distracted. And that's all the enemy is doing is distracting. And the demonic government is promoting this distraction. That's all they're doing. And it's happening all over. Brazil, they're coming all over now. Some of them are big and small, whatever, I don't know. But, you know, it's causing people to distract. At least they're looking in the skies, but they're looking at the wrong thing. You know? and again, why are all of these things are preventing individuals to really, and I know you're going to go crazy again today, but I can't stop talking about reality. Eternal reality. How many people really have eternal reality? Not many. Even many believers don't have eternal reality. Oh, I'm a believer. Yeah, but they still do the same stinking stuff. They're still doing the stuff of the world. They're still lovers of the world. Why? Because they do not have eternal reality. And many of them believe they're just going to go home when they die. Boy, they're going to be, eternal reality is going to be a real awakening then. Remember, Jesus said, and many came to me. And he said, I don't know you. And they even called out, Lord, Lord, but I did this, this, and that. See, it's not about works in the kingdom. It's about who you follow, who you trust. Trust in the Lord with all of your might and lean not on your own understanding. Amen. And this is where the false reality comes in because the enemy tries to get people to fall into their own reality. You know, I don't care about the drones. I don't care if the earth is square. I don't care what's what. It don't matter to me. I could care less. My dad knows it all. If I'm connected to him, that's all that matters. I'm not going to go into arguments with people. Well, the earth is this, is this, and the floods, and the air is this, and the weather is this, and the climate is this. Who cares? Come out. But again, we are in a time right now where the battle is between realities. A tremendous battle. And we know that even exposing the corruption and so forth, many of this is bringing people to reality that there's good and evil, but it doesn't bring them to a reality of eternity. And that's where we want to get people, the reality that there is eternal life. They talk about it, but they don't, oh, I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to live forever no matter what I do. Yeah, right. Who you serve when you die is where you go. Amen? Regardless of what, again, the enemy is distracting. Even by the transfer of wealth from the wicked to the righteous, the enemy's causing people to put their more focus on finances instead of on Jesus. I mean, they're trying to do all kinds of stuff to distract people from the reality of eternity. And that's what their job is, and they're doing it. I mean, you're going to see so much false flags and so many false things come up. It's incredible. Amen? Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, we know the first thing that God created was time. That's why it says in the beginning. Amen? And it says, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then the Lord God said, let there be, which means to restore, not create. Has everybody got it? It means to be what? Restore. Hallelujah. Let there be what? Light. And there was light. Praise God. That was to restore, renew, reset, rejuvenate, replace with what? New. New. Go to verse 6. God called the light day. Then verse 6. Then God said, let there be what? Firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Again, there was a restore. Because God had already created these things. It was already there. In verse 9, then God said what? Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land what? Appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas, and God saw that it was good. Verse 11. Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herbs that yield seeds, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind. So whose seed is in itself on the earth, and so it was. Verse 14. Then God said, let there be what? Lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and for years. And let them be for the lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth, and it was so. So what I'm sharing with you is all of these things, there's a lot of let there be. Go to verse 20. It was all about restore. Then God said, let the waters around with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens. And so God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw it was what? Good. Verse 24, then God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures according to its kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth, and each according to its kind, and so it was. And in verse 26, then God said, let us make man. Woohoo! Now, God did not restore man. Well, in one aspect, he kind of did, but he really didn't. He created man. But there was a restoration that was a prophetic insight that God would have to restore man. Does everybody understand that? See, God speaks things in multiple levels and multiple times. And when he said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God he created him, male and female, he created them. Again, we know that in the beginning God didn't create male and female, did he? He created male, and then out of the male came the female. But again, prophetically and with prophetic insight, God was given us a view of the future, a view of things that was going to happen. But one of the things that was constant was restore, renew. What was he trying to bring back? Remember, his function in the area, even when he came here in purpose, was he kept telling him, pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What was he trying to do? Bring eternity to this realm. He's trying to bring eternal reality to humanity, that there is eternal life that should be a reality to me and you. And don't let the enemy steal it. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Go to Romans 12, starting at verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your what? Your bodies, a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your responsibility or reasonable service. That should be done every single morning. And do not be conformed to this world. Who is the ruler of this earth? Satan. But be transformed by the renewing, hello, the renewing, the restoring of your mind, your thoughts. Remember, your mind is a place of storage. It's a storage unit of memory, isn't it? Renewing of the mind of your spirit, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Well, is that going to bring... You can't do this without having a reality, an eternal reality. You wouldn't do this. Why would I renew my mind? For what? I mean, the world thinks that they're just smarter than a whip. I got a smartphone that's the most stupidest thing I've ever had. And I'm not going to go any further on that. Verse 3. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to, but to think soberly. So he's talking about the thinking, the mind. Amen? The thoughts. As God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Measure of what? Faith. Come on, read this with me. For as we have many members in one body, but all members do not have the same function, so we being many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that was given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our what? Faith. Or ministry, let us use it in ministering. He who teaches in teaching. He who exhorts in exhortation. He who gives with liberty. He who lends with diligence. And he who sows shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving perseverance to one another, not lacking in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, and bless and do not what? Curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. In other words, be of the same. Make sure eternity is on your mind, eternal. Everything we do here is reflecting in eternity. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink. For in so you will be reaping coals of fire on their head. Do not become overcome with what? Evil, but overcome evil with good. Renewing of the mind of your spirit. Refresh, reset, to refocus, rejuvenate. In other words, to stay awake. Stay awake, maintaining your identity. Remember, your mind is a storage of thoughts, memory, emotions, and desires. We want to stay reconnected to the mind of Christ. Because when we're reconnected to the mind of Christ, what does he do? He restores purpose in the new reality. He restores purpose. The mind must be restored to enter the new reality. It must align itself. Listen, when this came to me, I don't know if I can explain it, but it was like a frequency. It was like a frequency of molecules and everything else. And the eternal reality was like molecules and just frequency all in front of me. And the Lord was saying, how you enter it is renew your mind according to the frequency. That's why I've given you my word. So we're actually, because we're made of energy. So what happens is we begin to proclaim these things and renew our thoughts, putting our focus on eternity, it changes you. Now what happens is, and so when he said there's an entrance available for you, it means that when we're changing in this area and these frequencies and molecules and whatever, they blend in with eternity. So then I was able to walk into the eternal reality. Why? Because it should be one with us. Remember, what does the word say? The kingdom of heaven is where? Within us. It's within us. See, we can't comprehend this whole thing. When we begin to erase humanity, bodies, minds, makeup, dresses, clothes, shorts, pants, start erasing all of this stuff, and nothing's left. Buildings, money, erase it all. There's nothing but God's energy and power and love. Frequency. Molecules. He forms them and uses them. And we become one with him. It's the same thing in God's presence. What's God's presence? It's his frequency. It's his presence. We enter his presence, we get dismantled. But we can only go so far. Which would be a great thing to happen. But again, I can only share that, again, some things are hard for me to explain. But in this time where we're at, keeping our focus on the eternal reality is essential. It must become more real to you. Yes, we're doing things. We're busy doing things. We're busy feeding, clothing, sheltering, whatever. We're declaring the gospel. We're telling people about eternity. But you've got to stay focused yourself about eternal reality. That must be a reality to you, that you are not of this world. Amen? That you are from the future and you're no longer from the past. That changes everything. That's why the Lord kept saying, renew your mind. Renew your mind. You're putting your mind, your thoughts in alignment with God's thoughts and everything that we do. It doesn't mean again, this is not a religious movement or religious act or religious request. It's just keeping us in the place of reality, of who we truly are. Not what the world says, not what the mirror says, not what books say, not what the doctor says, not what anyone says. I am because he is. And he's the great I am. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. So we need to maintain this place of restoration all the time, restore reality. But why? Because it was lost. It was lost. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, doesn't he? So what's the first thing we talked about before? He steals your identity. How about your purpose? See, your purpose now is not temporary. Your purpose is now eternal. That brings eternal reality. See, some people are just so busy trying to maintain that they lose sight. That's called survival. There's a difference between survival and surrender. They're so busy trying to maintain their possessions, so busy trying to maintain things and whatever, that they lose sight. They're not ours anyways. It's the Lord's. And if you can get to a level of faith where you trust God that it's his, Lord, this is yours. Whatever happens, happens. If I lose this, I lose it. It's not mine anyways. I know that you restore to me everything the enemy steals, sevenfold. But see, if you're not at that level of faith, then the enemy will come and steal. You, why? Because isn't faith a shield? It's called the shield of faith, isn't it? So in this, you and I are at a time and season right now where all hell is breaking loose because it's being exposed. But all heaven is being loosed also. So you and I are stepping through a portal into eternal reality where we're walking in this place. It's more, should be more real to me and you. In other words, everything is temporary and everything to me and you should be eternal. Amen? Titus 3, please, verse 1. Remind. See that word remind? Remind. What's it tell you? Bring to what? Remembrance. Bring to remembrance. Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior toward man, appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the what? Washing of what? Regeneration. That's associated with a renewing. A regeneration, so that it needs to be regenerated. How many of y'all know we need to be regenerated? You know, do you ever wonder why we have to sleep? I hate sleep, but I gotta. My body can't keep up with me. I'm a fasting pastor. I move quick. Again, washing of regeneration and renewing of the what? Holy Spirit. What are you washing with? What does the word tell us? The word. What's the word doing? Renewing your mind. So things are being renewed. What's he doing? He's bringing eternity of reality. Eternal reality. Eternal reality. Eternal reality. Washing of regeneration. See, that frequency, that energy that restores you again to the eternal realm, because that's where we're connected from. And the renewing, which means refreshing, renewing, and remembering again of the what? Holy Spirit. So he's the one that brings things to remembrance, doesn't he? Whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his plan, we should become what? Heirs. Oh, yeah. According to the hope of what? Eternal life. This is a faithful saying. In these things, I want you to affirm constantly that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. Now, washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, eternal life being restored as a reality. Everything is being restored. God is trying to get people's attention all over the world. That's called the awakening. The awakening isn't to wake up just to see what's good and evil. The awakening is to wake up to eternal life. That there's a reality beyond this place. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13. The Bible says that there's power of life and death in the tongue. Why? Think about it. It's a word spoken with breath. Think about that energy. See, breath is energy. Hallelujah. And breath can penetrate because it's wind, air. You know, when you shake your, move your hand, you feel something there, right? We call it air. But air is what connects everything in this reality. Does everybody get that? Air connects everything in this reality. You cannot live without air. Oxygen. But it's what connects us. Why? Because if we erased that, we would see that we were nothing but air or energy. Amen? Breath means what? Spirit. Breath is what? Air. Oh, I hope that there's a change in the mind today. Another advancement in the eternal reality. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. These things we what? Also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with what? Spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things. In other words, he who is spiritual doesn't mean that they're granolas, nutty and fruity. It means they're more mature in the spirit. They're just more mature, that's all. They have more knowledge from above than from the earth. They're more disconnected from the earth and more connected to heavenly. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord? What's the mind? It's a storage unit, isn't it? God's words. That he may instruct him. But we have the what? Mind of Christ. So in me and you is the mind of Christ. But it must be activated. And we activate it daily by the things that we speak. See, you can block it or open it. Things that you speak. Mind, yes. So God's trying to align our mind, the mind of Christ, the mind of our new spirit man, with the mind of Christ. Why? So we can have access to eternity, and eternity is a reality to me and you all the time. No matter what's going on. You know God's going to work it out. No matter what's up. Doesn't matter. God's in control. See, this reality place is where you know that you know. It's not enough of a feeling or emotion. There's a knower that knows. You got an eternal knower. It's an eternal knower that lives in you. It's called the Holy Spirit. And you know exactly that no matter what's going to happen, and if you don't know what's what, you just don't do nothing. You wait. You know, Lord, I really don't know how to handle this, but you do. So when you reveal it to me, I'll do it. It's that simple. But if you're not one that's not walking with the Lord, if you're not making a routine to connect every day and disconnect from the world, you ain't getting nothing. You'll live a life of assumption and a life of survival. Never surrender. Why? Because eternity will not be a reality like it should be. There's a level of reality. Does everybody understand that? Just like there's a level of faith. See, that's why the word tells us to increase. Our faith should be, it's not about moving mountains. It's not about casting out demons. It's not about healing the sick. It's about knowing that reality is real to you. Eternity is real to you. And you have a new identity that's attached to the eternal reality. Not to here. Not to here. Romans 15, verse 1. We then who are strong ought to be what? Bear with the scruples of the weak. And not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Hope. You know, hope is a purpose. Everybody see that? When you have hope, there's purpose involved. Now, may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. Hope is purpose. So what was he trying to say? Like-minded. Like-minded. What is a like-minded? Look, our purpose is an eternal purpose, not temporary. We do things temporarily to fulfill an eternal purpose. Does everybody understand that? Everything you and I do in this reality, in this temporary reality, is to be utilized as a platform for Christ. Because that is an eternal purpose. And when you have that attitude and that way of thinking, eternal reality is there. So no matter what we're doing, no matter what's going on, whatever work you're doing, whatever this, whatever, whoever you're going to go see, wherever you're traveling, wherever coffee shop you choose to go into, whatever is what. When you go shop, everything that you and I are doing is always a platform. You know why? Because people are watching you. They're watching you. They see what you do. They see you help someone. That something hits them. The Holy Spirit may even say, maybe that person's a Christian. To that person that you're helping. Your kindness, your gentleness. You're not freaking out when things are going crazy. Amen? And things are going to get crazy. Because people are going to seek your peace out. Glory. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not what? Lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it's veiled to those who are what? Perishing. Whose minds the God of this age has blinded. Who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Again, you and I are carriers of the eternal reality. Everything for me and you is a platform to carry that precious jewel of Jesus Christ to someone. Somewhere, no matter what it is. And to leave an impression when we're done. But the impression is of Christ, not of man. Amen? Hallelujah. Again, the powers of darkness are trying to keep people blind from eternal reality. They don't want them to know that. They don't mind if they know if they talk about Jesus, but they're not living a life of eternal reality. It's not real to them. It's temporary to them. 2 Corinthians 4, and we did that already, and I thank you. The only thing they walk in is the reality of self. To serve self, to protect self. Hello? Preventing the entrance of eternal reality. That's what the enemy does. He keeps. That's why Jesus said, what did he say? Deny yourself. Because self is not a part of eternal reality. Self is a part of this place. Me, myself, and I. It's a part of this place. Amen? Oh, glory. Eternal reality. We're almost there. Thank God. 1 Peter chapter 1. Glory. I just had a strange vision of a flying saucer landing on my front lawn, and everybody freaking out. And I'm going, who cares? Who cares? It's a false reality. Who cares? Don't be distracted. Speak the blood of Jesus and call destructive fire down. Praise God. First Peter chapter 1 and verse 13. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, or your what? Thoughts. Protect them. Be sober. Rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he who's called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father who, without partiality, judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in what? Fear, reverence, honor, and respect to him. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. What's he saying here? He's saying, look at, you're putting your more hope in your gold, your silver, and everything else that's out there. Your hope is purpose. Our hope is not in anything else but Christ. That's it. That song that we sing, our hope is in you, what for breakthrough? It's in the name of Jesus. Amen? Our hope. See, we sing songs. When we begin to sing, and as you sing from your heart, not from your mind, things change. Because when you're singing from your heart, you're singing from the Spirit. That's why the Bible says God seeks those who will worship him in what? Truth and spirit, not mind. Oh, glory. Verse 20. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in his last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope is in God. Your faith and your purpose is in what? God. He's saying protect your mind from the distractions and confusions. Again, from the drone attack. Hallelujah. How many of y'all know drones are made by man? Aliens don't need drones, okay? It's just another ploy of the powers of darkness, the deep state. They're here on the earth. In fact, aliens are nothing but demons. Oh, and they can manifest in all multiple ways. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 1. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to assume be what? Shaken in mind, in your thoughts, or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, that that day will not come unless the falling away has come first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that it is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So that what more do we need? It's in black and white, isn't it? Amen? It's written. So we're waiting for the Antichrist to expose himself. And he says he's going to call himself God. It's simple. There's no confusion about this. None. It isn't time yet. God is going to wipe out stuff first. He's going to bring glory to this earth. The body of Christ is going to be manifested in a glorious power and the presence and prosperity and multiplication of God's presence, glory, and fruit. Why? To rescue. There's going to be a tremendous move of God's presence and spirit to rescue. To do what? Restore. Rescue is just not rescue from poverty. It's to restore eternal reality that has been taken and stolen. That's the purpose. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 5. Do you not remember when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he, Holy Spirit, who now restrains, will do so until he, Holy Spirit, is taken out of the way. How many of y'all carry the Holy Spirit? Well, then we're the restrainers. The body of Christ is... That's why he's saying he in capital, because the Holy Spirit's in the body of Christ, which restrains evil. And then the lawless one will be what? Revealed, whom the Lord is going to consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Has that happened yet? No. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of who? Satan. Not your neighbor. Not your boss. Satan. Which many people still don't believe that there's a Satan. People still don't believe in that. Even believers don't believe in it. Because you know what? They don't read the Word of God. They live by everything else. They watch things on TV and believe what they say. The coming of the lawless ones according to the working of Satan with all power. So with all power, he's going to deceive many, isn't he? Signs and lying wonders. With all unrighteous deception. I said unrighteous deception. Man, he's going to deceive many people. He already has. He's still doing it now. Among those who will perish because they did not receive the love of the truth. See, because they're not lovers of truth. You can't be a lover of truth if you're not looking for their eternal reality. You're not a lover of the truth. That's what prevents people from blending into the eternal reality. I call those blemishes. Those are blemishes. Hallelujah. Because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be what? Saved, rescued, restored. For this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie. That they all may be condemned who do not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Again, for me and you, we cannot lose sight or vision of eternal reality. We can't lose that. We can't compromise that. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we're going to live this perfectly and you're not going to get frustrated and stuff. But you're going to always get up and get back in line with eternal reality. Yes, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to still sin. We're going to say things we shouldn't. But there's going to be quick conviction and go, oh, man, I can't believe I did that again. Well, what's that? Because the Holy Spirit is so loving and kindness, and he's trying to keep us in position. Why? So we blend into that entrance. Ephesians 4, verse 20. But you have not so learned Christ, the anointed one and his anointing. Yeah, remember, Christ is all associated with eternal reality. That's why he came. The Word became physical. The eternal reality King became physical to rescue people, to rescue his humanity that was stolen and lost from the beginning. Hallelujah. Verse 21. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust. What's lust mean? Living under satanic torment. And be renewed. Here we go. Renewed, reconnected, refreshed, restored in the spirit of your mind, your thoughts. And that you put on the new man, which is created according to God and true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor. For we are members of one another. Be angry and don't sin. And do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not what? Grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, unforgiveness, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Renewed in the mind of your spirit, aligning your mind with the mind of Christ. Why? Eternal reality. It will become more and more real to you. Yes, you get up every morning, you go to work, you do the routines, but do not let that distract you of eternal reality. Why are we doing that? To keep us connected to it. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore we do not what? Lose heart. Don't be distracted. Don't give up. Don't be sucked in. Therefore we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being what? Renewed day by day. Your new man is being renewed every day. Reality, the eternal reality is becoming more and more and more relevant, tangible, and visible to you every day. For our light affliction, which is but for what? A moment, although some people feel like it's forever, is working, is what? Working for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. So it's working for us. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. I'm going to close at 2 Peter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and by virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness love. For these things are yours and abound. You will be what? Neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. If you do these things, you'll never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For it is written, for it is spoken, and so shall it be. So, Lord, we thank you for your word and the reality of eternity. Help us to maintain that place and keep it before us in whatever we do so that your name will be glorified. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.